Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little more calm and control. Ever feel like you're constantly spinning plates trying to keep everything together while also battling that inner critic whispering doubts in your ear? Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into the world of mental health and self-care, two things that are absolutely crucial, not just for surviving but for truly thriving. Let's face it, life can be a whirlwind. Deadlines, relationships, societal pressures, it's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed. But here's the good news. You have the power to take control of your mental well-being and build a foundation of resilience that can weather any storm. So, what are some key takeaways to help you on this journey? Number one, recognize that taking care of your mental health is not selfish, it's essential. Just like you wouldn't neglect your physical health by skipping workouts or eating junk all the time, neglecting your mental well-being will catch up with you eventually. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a high-performance engine. To run smoothly and efficiently, it needs regular maintenance and care. That means making time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a quiet moment of meditation. Number two, learn to recognize the warning signs. Are you feeling constantly stressed, anxious, or irritable? Do you find yourself withdrawing from social interactions or struggling to focus on tasks? These could be early indicators that your mental well-being needs attention. Don't ignore these red flags, so addressing them early can make a world of difference. Now, let's talk about self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about actively engaging in practices that promote your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. That could mean setting boundaries, saying no to commitments that drain you, or simply taking time for yourself to recharge and reconnect. Number three, cultivate a positive mindset. You know that saying, your thoughts become your reality? It's true. The way you think about things can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Make a conscious effort to challenge negative thoughts and replace them with more positive and constructive ones. Think of it like this. Every time a negative thought pops out, treat it like a little gremlin trying to sabotage your day. Instead of letting it take hold, gently acknowledge it, then redirect your attention to something positive or inspiring. Number four, connect with others. Humans are social creatures. We need connection and belonging to thrive. Make an effort to nurture your relationships with loved ones, engage in activities that bring you together with like-minded people, and don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. We all have our struggles, and there's no shame in admitting when we need a hand. Finally, number five, be patient with yourself. Building mental resilience and establishing healthy self-care habits takes time and effort. Don't expect overnight transformations. Focus on making small, sustainable changes that you can stick with over the long haul. You know that feeling when you finally finish a challenging puzzle? That sense of accomplishment and satisfaction? It's like that, except instead of a puzzle, it's your mental well-being, and each positive step you take is another piece falling into place. Picture this. You're at work facing a looming deadline. Your inbox is overflowing, your phone won't stop buzzing, and you can practically feel your stress levels climbing. But instead of letting the pressure overwhelm you, you take a few deep breaths, remember that self-care mantra you've been practicing, and step away from your desk for a quick 10-minute walk. You listen to the birds chirping, feel the sun on your skin, and allow your mind to clear for just a moment. When you return, you're feeling refreshed and ready to tackle those emails with renewed focus. That's the power of self-care. It doesn't have to be elaborate or time-consuming. Sometimes, even the smallest moments of mindfulness can make a world of difference in managing stress and staying centered. So, what are you waiting for? Start small, build gradually, and remember, taking care of your mental health is an act of self-love, not selfishness. Be kind to yourself, stay resilient, and keep rocking it. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with someone who might need a little boost. Leave us a review and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of support and shared wisdom together. Until next time, keep calm, stay centered, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.